That's a lot of hay. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
So we're going to make volumes of hay, but we're not going to make high-quality, real extremely high-quality dairy hay.
Well, you may not know it, but there's a lot to making hay in Tennessee, and there's a lot of farmers doing just that this month and trying to time it out as best they can around these thunder showers. But even so, Lawrence County producer Ernie Jones says they do have a good volume they're making, but it's tough to reach that optimum quality.
Not only you got to have the right temperatures, but the humidity level. That's what we're getting into now. You're getting humidity level. Even if you don't get rains, the humidity is getting higher and the hay don't cure properly. And you got to be careful if you're going to take it as dry hay, it'll mold on you. I've done seen a lot of hay that's been put up this season dry in squares and they put it in a barn and it's molded.
Ernie Jones produces hay for his dairy and markets for others all over the country, and he says this spring's wet weather has been a challenge for not only farmers here in Tennessee, but across most of the country.
All the way to the West Coast. They've had a tremendous winter out there, and if they don't get some hay up pretty fast in the West, a lot of this hay that's going to dairies back east, it's just not out there. I buy some hay out of Illinois, and that guy's had the same issues. He put his up as bait. Kansas is another issue. Their hay's too mature. It's standing still in the field, and it can't hardly get in there to get it cut because of rains.
Jones says he and many others have turned to baleage as an option to dry hay where they can wrap the hay when it's cut and still preserve the nutrients.
We'll cut it one day and bale it the next day and not allow it to run with all the rainfall. Matter of fact, the majority of hay we have put up so far, well, all of it has been baleage basically because of every 2 to 3 days, thunderstorms.
Well, farmers here in Tennessee will harvest more than 1.6 million acres of hay this year. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.